Want to go back in time?
First, you turn the time circuits on.
And turn up your radio with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435. Flashback.
The song Walk This Way by Aerosmith is about a promiscuous cheerleader who leads a schoolboy through his first experience. It's an extremely sexual song that played perfectly to Aerosmith's young male fan base while being ambiguous enough to get airplay. Walk This Way is also the title of Aerosmith's 1999 autobiography, and in the book, Steven Tyler deconstructs the lyrics to the song. But what I can tell you on the radio is inspiration came from makeout parties, where that kind of thing often happened. Tyler also points out that while the lyrics are sexually charged, it's the girl who's in control. Aerosmith wasn't well known when this song came out, and it didn't chart when it was first released in September of 1975. A year later, after their album Rocks took off, the single was reissued and became a hit. Joe Perry came up with the guitar riff for the song and the band developed the track. But 4 days later, which was an eternity in the recording schedule at the time, Steven Tyler still didn't have any words for the song. With no lyrics forthcoming, they considered dumping the track. But inspiration struck when the band, minus Tyler and Perry, took a break and went for a walk around New York City where they were recording. The movie Young Frankenstein was playing in Times Square, so they went to see it. The film is a comedy starring Gene Wilder, and there's a famous scene in the movie where Igor, played by Marty Feldman, tells Dr. Frankenstein to walk this way, meaning to follow him. Dr. Frankenstein imitates Igor's walk, which the band thought was hilarious. When they saw Tyler the next day, they informed him that the title of the song would be Walk This Way. Tyler, however, tells a different story regarding the inspiration for the title. He told writer Bruce Pollock the song title evolved from watching The Three Stooges on TV. When Steven Tyler finally came up with the lyrics for the song, he entered the studio to record it, and then he realized he left the lyrics in the cab. His bandmates thought he was just stalling, and they got in another of one of their many fights. Tyler walked to the stairwell, let out a primal scream, and wrote new lyrics on the wall, since he forgot to bring paper with him. This also became one of the first mainstream rap hits when it was covered by Run-DMC in 1986, and it was the first time many young Aerosmith fans saw what they looked like. Aerosmith would go on to use MTV to expand their audience for the rest of their career, making videos for most of their singles.
Oh, thanks very much. Walk this way.
It's Aerosmith, and it's your KQAK 435 Flashback.